Once a decade, the National Science Foundation commissions a committee to recommend how it should prioritize its funding. One of the recommendations in the most recent report suggests taking about $1.2 million in federal funding from the Wynn Observatory in Arizona, jointly operated by scientists from Yale, IU, the University of Wisconsin, and the National Optical Astronomy Observatory. John Salzer chairs IU's astronomy department and is the chair of the Wynn Board of Directors. He says defunding the observatory would be a huge blow to IU researchers.
This is how we do things. It'd be the equivalent of taking the chemistry department and shutting down all of their laboratories, or the equivalent of going to the music department and saying, we're taking away your auditoriums.
The National Science Foundation's director of the Division of Astronomical Sciences, Jim Olvestad, says that's not the aim of the report.
Our goal is not to put anyone on the guillotine, and yet we can't fund everything we would like to fund.
Still, Olvestad says the NSF pays close attention to the recommendations it gets.
If I were any of these observatories that were recommended for divestment, I would say that it would be an appropriate strategy for them to be out seeking other partners.
Salzer says Wynn Observatory officials are pursuing possible agreements with other funders, but couldn't go into specifics. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.